From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location, corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. What happened in the incident March 17th in Mosul, al-Jadida district, is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Mosul Municipality Chief Abdul Sadr al-Habib, who's supervising the rescue, said 240 bodies had been pulled from the rubble of collapsed buildings. Lise Gran is a UN humanitarian coordinator in Iraq.
Fellow Hong Kong citizens.
The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced earlier Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead included 16 in prison staff. Separately, monitors said government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus, where at least 16 people were killed and 50 others wounded. This is VOA News. A U.S. counterterrorism airstrike earlier this month in Afghanistan killed an al-Qaeda leader responsible for a deadly hotel attack in Islamabad in 2008 and the 2009 attack on a bus carrying the Sri Lankan cricket team. The U.S. Defense Department is confirming the death of Qari Yasin. Authorities say that he was a senior terrorist figure in Pakistan with ties to a Taliban group. The airstrike that led to his death was conducted March 19th. Officials say he plotted the September 20th, 2008 bombing on the Marriott Hotel in Islamabad that killed dozens. Veteran civil servant Carrie Lam has won the vote by pro-China election committee to become Hong Kong's first female chief executive. A China Influence Committee chose Lam, who was Hong Kong's number two official. China's communist leadership had lobbied behind the scenes for Lam, so victory came as no surprise. The elite election committee was at the root of the protest as activists decried the lack of a direct choice by Hong Kong's 3.8 million registered voters. Democracy activists are concerned about Lam's win and her pro-China tendencies. They're leery of China's growing interference in Hong Kong and fearful of losing the former British colony's one country, two systems formula that guarantees Hong Kong wide-ranging freedoms. Riot police in Belarus have launched a massive crackdown on protesters trying to hold a banned march in Minsk. An estimated 700 people were trying to march through a central part of the capital, part of a wave of anti-government protest against a new tax on workers. Truckloads of police intercepted the protesters and attacked them with clubs Saturday. Hundreds were reported arrested, including journalists. Belarus has been mired in recession since 2015. Many opponents of the unpopular tax say they are effectively being penalized by the same government that failed to reduce unemployment. At a special summit on Somali refugees in Nairobi Saturday, Somalia's president asked the leaders of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development to help his country find a durable solution to the Somali refugee crisis, including reintegration of returnees inside the Horn of Africa. According to the United Nations, more than 2 million Somalis have been displaced during the country's conflict, now in its 26th year. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says more funding is needed from the international community to prevent famine in Somalia. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.